strung 7 of 8 victories together since January 14th. And that January 14th game against Reese, he had to come back in the fourth quarter to you were down by 7 starting the fourth quarter, and then you beat him, I think, by 19 or something of that sort. Do you feel like the team has really turned the corner at that point? As long as you stay healthy the rest of the streak, are you satisfied at how your team's playing? Or obviously you're looking for more improvement, but what needs to change?
You know, big improvement tonight, I think, on the defensive side of the ball. Huge improvement. Offensively, working on a few things. We're a little more patient tonight. Got some good looks. We'll just be knocking those down. We just got to get better in all phases as we move down the stretch here.
One final question for you here. When I played and when I was still in this program, if you held an opponent to less than 40 points, the entire team got a Gatorade. Is this still stand true?
Yep. Gatorade for the team on next week, and then we'll check the turnovers, and if it was under a certain number, they'll get Gatorade, and if they didn't give the other team a transition bucket, there's another Gatorade, so I think I might owe them 3.
There's nothing like game goals to shoot for, you know, for the kids to keep mental note of.
Sometimes they don't even care what the score is or if we won, just as long as we get those Gatorades on the following week.
Well, I don't think there's any rule against MHSA allegations giving free Gatorades out, but we'll have to check just to make sure before we get too in trouble. Well, congratulations, Coach, and best of luck to you here as you take on Marlette a week from tonight, home against Marlette on the 13th. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you, guys. See you.
That was head coach Ron Rubel of the High Reach Pirates after securing the victory over the Sandusky Redskins 48-37 to take the first place seat all by themselves on top of the Greater Thumb East Conference Division of the East Division. You're tuned to WLW Sports. Your postgame show continues right after this with Clark Ramsey and John Moody.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents and gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of 3 generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Final score 48-37, Harbor Beach over Sandusky to take the first lead of the Greater Thumb Conference East Division of the season with only 6 games remaining for Harbor Beach and only 2 of those on the road, except they are at Brown City and at Sandusky, the final game of the season, which more than likely will come down for all of the Marbles, potentially, depending on a lot of basketball can happen between then and now.
This is just going to be wild.
I'm excited for it.
I mean, this game tonight, it gave everybody anything they ever wanted. Everyone, just invested their hard-earned money into watching this game. They were not going home disappointed unless you're from Sandusky, but that's understandable. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't for the effort out of Sandusky. They just played a whale of a ball game tonight.
Danny Hale led all scorers with 23 points, 18 through three quarters, and chipped in 5 more in the fourth. And then the next leading scorer for Sandusky, 4 points, both from Justin Miller and Brandon Potter. Jacob Lasecki, Josh DeCam, and Joe Stone with 2 points. And that rounds out all your scoring for Sandusky. They came into this game averaging 47.3 a game, and they're held to 37, 10 points under their average. And on road games was the same, and in league road games, they're actually averaging 51 points. So 14 points less than their average at that category. Harbor Beach, of course, was a little bit under their average as well at 48. They were averaging 56 overall. And in home league games, they only had 1 game at 61. But when it comes down to it, Harbor Beach maintained control this game starting at halftime and never let up.
Going into the third quarter, it was 32-28. Okay, I'm sorry, at the end of the third quarter, 32-28. Now that's pretty doggone close. Okay, yeah, 4-point swing right there. And Harbor Beach took three shots the entire fourth quarter. Okay, now if I told you that, you'd almost say that, oh geez, they must have lost by 10, you know. But they made those three, all three of their shots, and they also had a bunch of scribble on my paper right now as far as foul shots is concerned. And, you know, I'm looking at them. I says, you know, there's a lot of makes, so, you know, coach can't get too much on them for missing a few. But, yeah.
Well, before the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach was 6-for-9 from the free throw line. That's not bad in today's day and age. But then 10-for-24 in the fourth is not exactly how you want to close out a game.
They're learning. It's going to be coming very important in a few more weeks when March Madness arrives. But I'll tell you what, you know, they learned a lot from their opponent, too, is that this team, Sandusky Redskins, they do not ever give up. I mean, even the last seconds that were going off, they were still playing very hard. As far as the foul line is concerned, I've got it where they only missed, what?
They were 9-for-12.
So there you have it. You know, they just keep coming after you. They weren't going to concede anything. You know, hats off to the Sandusky Redskins for coming in here, where basically, you know, it's 10-0 when you start.
It was a full gym. I have not seen the gym this full in a long time at Harbor Beach.
It was rocking.
So you take a look at the East standings now. Harbor Beach at 5-0 and 9-4 overall. Or excuse me, 10-4 overall. Sandusky now at 4-1, one game back behind Harbor Beach. And at 8-6 overall, that snaps Sandusky's five-game win streak entering to tonight. Brown City, we're not quite sure on any other scores going on in the region thus far, but it's going to be a great, great finish to the play to the regular season here with about 29 days left.
And, you know, at the end, before districts, there is another game that's looming, and it is in Sandusky. And it's going to be featuring, as the guest, the Harbor Beach Pirates, and we're going to be doing that game.
We're going to be broadcasting there. We always take one pilgrimage all the way down to the land of Shram, and it's going to be the final game of the regular season. It'll be on WLEW Sports, and believe it or not, it might come down to us. So it's
it could.
It's going to be great for radio, let's put it that way.
That's for sure. Don't forget, our next game is going to be Wednesday, the 11th of February, when Brown City travels to Ubley.
And don't forget about the baseline taking place this Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, John Moody, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams. And be sure to check out the Tribune tomorrow for a recap from Seth Stapleton of the Huron Daily Tribune. John Moody, final thoughts from tonight.
Whale of a game, did not disappoint. And, you know, hail to the victors and to the
Come on now. You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Hey, we're taking a beating this year, so you know, you got to give me something.
Well, I'm not. I have not said one thing about Michigan. I didn't even say about the victory over Michigan on
Sunday.
If you don't,
I will. You know, it was a hard-fought and well-deserved victory by the Michigan State Spartans in overtime.
Well, tonight's game was presented by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Ramsey Fair Home, our family serving yours since 1948, the K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, and Graf of Sandusky. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast were provided by the 4G LTE network of Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. On behalf of the entire WLEW Sports broadcast team, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, the greatest leg of all, that is Jay Lake. In-game analysis, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoy tonight's coming home festivities from Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach with a victory over Sandusky, 48-37. Join us for the baseline this Sunday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday throughout the entire season for all talking all things high school basketball in the Thumb, Michigan with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for more.